Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar and today we're Masechet Pesachim Daf Chav. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics are going to focus on number one on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim testified concerning a needle discovered in the flesh of a slaughtered carbon that while the hands and knife are tahor, a basu tameh, the flesh is tameh. The Gemara asks, "Hi basu the discussion b'mai? What was makshe the flesh to give it the ability to be makabel tuma?" After the first two suggestions were rejected, the Gemara suggests was makshir through the esteem for holy things. Whereas the external moisture on food gives it the finishing touch that gives it the status of food, the special esteem in which Kodesh is held elevates it to the status of food, thereby enabling it to be makabel tumah without the addition of moisture. The Gemara rejects this answer since chibas HaKodesh affects tumah only in regard to making the Kodesh itself unfit for consumption, but not to act as a makshir to giving something else the capacity to be makabel tumah. The Gemara concludes that the case was where the owner brought the carbon through a river and it was still moist at the time of Shechita. Point number two, the Gemara brings a Mishnah from Kehillim that states, Sheretz shenimsa b'tanur, if a sheretz was found in an oven, ha'pasha b'socho shnia mifnei she'atanur techila, the bread in the oven is a sheni because the oven is a rishon. Rava de Barabba said to Rava, nechzei lahai tanur k'man d'mali tumadami. Let us view the oven as though it's full of tuma from the sheretz, and let the bread become a rishon through contact, so to speak, with this tuma. Rava answered that one should not think that the oven is full of tuma, as it was taught in the following braisa, that one might think that kalim can be makabel tuma through being in the airspace of an earthenware vessel. The Torah therefore states, kosh b'socho yitma, anything that is inside the vessel shall be tameh, and states immediately after the following qualification, mikol ochel, of any food. Now this teaches that foods and beverages can contract tuma through the airspace of a kli cheres, but not kelim. Now, if we would view the vessel as though it's full of tuma, a kli would be able to be makabel tuma through being in the airspace, for since it touches the air, it would be considered as if it touched the sheretz itself. Therefore, it must be that the vessel is tameh because it contains the sheretz, making the kli a rishon, which in turn makes the food and beverage within it a sheni. Point number three, the Gemara notes that there's a machlokes about tekala, that one must take measures so as not to commit an avera. It was taught in the Braisa, Chabi shel yayin shel truma shenitmeis, concerning a cask of truma wine that became tameh, Beisham I say, tishafei chava, it should be spilled out in volume. Rashi explains that we must spill it out all at once and do not allow it to be used for sprinkling in small increments out of concern one might accidentally drink from it. Beisila says, Teas ezilof, it should be used for sprinkling for the purpose of spreading its aroma. Rabbi Yishmael attempts to tip the balance between these two views, but his attempt is rejected. So once again, the three points are number one on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim testified concerning a needle discovered in the flesh of a slaughtered carbon, that while the hands and knife are tahor, a basur tameh, the flesh is tameh. The Gemara asks, Hai basur diskashe b'mai, what was maksha the flesh to give it the ability to be makabel tumah? So after the first two suggestions were rejected, the Gemara suggests diskashe b'chibus hakodesh, it was maksha through the esteem for holy things, whereas the external moisture on food gives it the finishing touch that gives it the status of food, the special esteem in which Kodesh is held elevates it to the status of food, thereby enabling it to be makabel tuma without the addition of moisture. The Gemara rejects this answer, since Chibas HaKodesh affects tuma only in regard to making the Kodesh itself unfit for consumption, but not to act as a makshir, giving something else the capacity to be makabel tuma. The Gemara concludes that the case was where the owner brought the carbon through a river, and it was still moist at the time of Shechita. Point number two, the Gemara brings a mission from Kehillim that states, Sheretz shenimsa b'tanur. If a sheretz was found in an oven, ha'pasha b'socho shnia mifnei she'atanur techila. The bread in the oven is a sheni because the oven is a rishon. Rava de Barabba said to Rava, nechzei lahai tanur k'man d'mali tuma dami. Let us view the oven as though it's full of tuma from the sheretz and let the bread become a rishon through contact, so to speak, with this tuma. So Rava answered that one should not think that the oven is full of tuma, as it was taught in the following braisa, that one might think that all kelim can be makabel tuma through being in the airspace of an earthenware vessel. The Torah therefore states, Ko asher b'socho yitma, anything that is inside the vessel shall be tameh, and states immediately after the following qualification, mikol ochel, of any food. This teaches that foods and beverages can contract tuma through the airspace of a kli cheres, but not kelim. Now, if we would view the vessel as though it's full of tuma, a kli would be able to be makabel tuma through being in the airspace, for since it touches the air, it would be considered as if it touched the sheretz itself. Therefore, it must be the vessel is tameh because it contains the sheretz, making the kli a rishon, which in turn makes the food and beverage within it a sheni. Point number three, the Gemara notes, it's Malchus about the call, that one must take measures so as not to commit an avera. It was taught in the Braisa, Chavisho Yain Shul Truma Shin Nitme, is concerning the cask of Truma of wine that became Tame. Beishamai say, Tishafei Chaval, it should be spilled out in volume. Rashi explains that when you spill it all at once and do not allow it to be used for sprinkling in small increments, out of concern one might accidentally drink from it. Beisil say, Teyase Zilav, it should be used for sprinkling for the purpose of spreading its aroma. Rabbi Yishmael attempted to tip the balance between these two views, but his attempt is rejected. All right, so now we go to a simmer daf chaf, and our standard simmon is a cafe. So here goes. At the Chibas HaKodesh cafe, they pulled the sherets out of the airspace of the oven before baking the bread, and tamei wine was sprinkled on the floors to create a nice aroma. Once again, in slow motion. At the Chibas HaKodesh cafe, that must be more on daf chaf. At the Chibas HaKodesh cafe, which reminds us that Chibas HaKodesh affects Tuma only in regard to making the Kodesh itself unfit for consumption, but not to act as a makshir to give something else the capacity to be Mekabel Tuma. So at the Chibas HaKodesh cafe, they pull the sherets out of the airspace of the oven before baking the bread, which reminds us that the sherets is not metame everything in the kli via the airspace. Rather, the sherets makes the kli a rishon, and the kli then makes the food within it a sheni. So at the Chibas HaKodesh cafe, they pulled the sherets out of the airspace of the oven before baking the bread, and tamei wine was sprinkled on the floors to create a nice aroma. Which reminds us that there's a machlokes about to call whether one must take measures so as not to commit an aver. In the case concerning a cask of Truma wine that became tamei, Beis Shammai says it should be spilled out volume, and Rashi explains we must spill it out at once and do not allow it to be used for sprinkling in small increments out of concern that one might accidentally drink from it. Beis Shammai says it should be used for sprinkling for the purpose of spreading its aroma. So once again, at the Chibas HaKodesh cafe, they pulled the sherets out of the airspace of the oven before baking the bread, and tamei wine was sprinkled on the floors to create a nice aroma. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.